We're on Daf, Lamed Gimel, Lamed Aleph. I'd like again to start from the Mishnah. There are a few difficulties in the Mishnah, so I'd like to mention them. With the Mishnah, Avedosai, Vavedos Oviv, Avedosai Kedemes. So, his Avedis before Avedis Oviv, this goes into the category of Le'yibach HaEvyayim, Shalcho Koidim Yishalcha Ve'elcho. Avedosei v'Avedis Raboi, what if there were two Avedis, his Rebbe's Avede and his own Avede? So again, Shaloi Koidim. So, there's a din liyibach ha'evyayin, he's not mechuyev to be mafset his aveide because of aveides oviv or aveides raboi. Aveides oviv v'aveides raboi shel raboi kedemes. So the raboi, so yes, he can only be meishiv on aveide. Which aveide should he be meishiv? So the Mishnah says shel raboi kedemes. Sha'oviv hebiyoi lo ilam hazeh, the rabbi shalim doi chokhme mebiyoi lechaye ho ilam abo. So the Mishnah gives us a reason why it should be magdim avedis rabbi, because mebiyoi lechaye ho ilam abo. Now, lechayre, a mishkol rishin, I thought, L'chayre, there's a mitzvah of kibud ov, there's a mitzvah of kvoid raboi. Mishnah does not say that kvoid raboi is more choshuv than kvoid oviv. The Mishnah is only telling us that perhaps he's more indebted to his Rebbe than to his father, because his father brought him into Olam Hazeh, into the Poizdar, but to make sure that from the Poizdar he should get to the Traklin that the Rebbe took care of. So L'chayre, it would seem this Din Kedime is Mitzad HaKoros HaToiv. Therefore, he should be Magdim the Rebbe. And that would be very understandable. The Sefer Chassidim we had mentioned, the Sefer Chassidim is in Ois Tak Pei Hei. In Sefer Chassidim it says, that is Dafke, if the Rebbe teaches him Bechinam, but if there's a Isha, that pays the Rebbe to teach him, and we have three Abedis, Abedis Oviv, Abedis Rabbi, and Abed of this Isha, this Yehudis. So he's Meshiv, the Abed of the Yehudis. Because she's the one that's maybe a Lechai Olam Abo. If the gather of the Din Kedime is Al Takoras HaTayib, so then we understand that Makoras HaTayib is indebted to this Isha. So, I thought, what's with the Dinei Kovid? L'chayre, there's no Din Kovid on this Isha. So, I thought, perhaps, when we're speaking about Aveda, is Bechlal no Indian of Kovid? Machiloi, Mashkeyoi, there's different Gedorim, what falls into the category of Kovid. Could be to return his aveda, but Bechlal doesn't go into the category of kovet. So, dal kovet mehoche, the chiv kibud oveim, the chiv of kvoid raboi, is not applicable by an aveda. No, so here, the din kedima is governed by a koros hatoif, who is indebted to. He's indebted to the one that's maybe a lechayo ilam abo. That's what I taught on Mishkal Rishin. Today I saw the Loshon HaRambam. The Rambam in Perek Hei, Halacha Aleph, and Hilchos Talmud Torah. The Rambam says like this, Kishem Sha'odom Mitzuve B'Kvoid Oviv V'Yerosoi. Kachu Chayev B'Kvoid Raboi V'Yerosoi. Right? There's a din Kvoid Oviv, Moira Oviv, Kachu Chayev B'Kvoid Raboi V'Yerosoi. The Raboi Yoiser Ma'oviv. And Raboi is a greater din Chiyuv and Kovid in Yireh. Sha'oviv heviye lechay olam hazeh, v'rabboi shalim dei chochme meviye lechay olam hava. So the Rambam says this din of klo, not the way I wanted to say, napshat is that this Mishnah Bechlal is not speaking about dinei kovid, it's only speaking about achiv of akoris hatoid. No, the Rambam says there's Achiev Kovid La'oviv, there's Achiev Kovid L'Raboi. V'Raboi Yaisim Oviv, Shoviv Evi Chai Lo'ilam Mazeh, V'Rabi Shalom Dechochma Bevi Lachai Lo'ilam Abo. So it would be very mistava to say that the Rambam did not learn like the Sefer Hasidim, because would the Rambam say this that didn't covered by this Isha? L'chere, the Rambam didn't learn like the Sefer Hasidim. Now, in this Rambam, Pshat in the Rambam, and what the Rambam said is Achiyev covered and Moira on this Isha, that that Mestabe. There's a Moira de Kikriya Sefer that says Pshat in this Rambam about Taka Moira de. He says as follows, Toisves kovet umoire berav humidiraisa. He says, that what the Rambam says, that there's a greater key of kovet umoire to the rav, that the deraisa de kedin. Vohu nilmat min ha'ov. So where do we know this, that there's a din b'chlal chiv kovet to a rabbi, chiv moira to a rabbi. So the kiya sefer says a moira de kevot, v'hu nilmad min ha'ok, shekosov boy kovet v'yire, by a father, there's a din ish ovi v'meitiro, kavides ovicho. So we learn out from oviv that there's a chiv kovet a moira by a rabbi. Ki, kemoisha ha-talmid, kina oisai ha-kosev le-ben le-melamdoi, a talmid is called a-ben, ba-amoroi v'shinantom le-vonecho, so the talmid is called a-ben, shehim ha-talmidim, ken kina ha-kosev ha-rav v'shem ov le-talmid. V'imkei, so he says, ha-muridik ezach, so every Talmud is a ben, every Rebbe is an ob. Vim kein nichlal horav betzivoi kibud umoira ho'ob. That's, if it says kabides avicho, so now I have to look up what is the taich avicho. So I know a father is called avicho and a Rebbe is called avicho. And that's nichlal in the posik, kabides avicho. Fine. So, there's two, a person has two parents, the Rebbe and the father. Umashe koidim lo'ov l'chol advorim. And that's good, so this is, they have two fathers. So, mehechi teisi, one, this father is more choshev than this father. Hum b'pnei sh'rav gam kein nichlal b'kibud ha'chachomim. The Rav is a chochem also, he's a tate in a chochem. So there's two fathers. One father's an Amoret, one father's a Talmud Chochem. V'im kein yesh mitzvah lechavdoi bechlal mitzvahs ho'ov v'chachomim. So there's two sibis to be mechayvim. He's an ov and he's a chochem. Raboy is a no, Rav is a Talmud Chochem. Right. So I don't understand, number one, how the Kiryas Sefer is a Pirush on the Rambam, how this fits into the Loshon HaRambam. Rabbi Mevilach Ailam Abo. It's nothing to do with Ailam Abo. Rabbi is an Oviv, and the Torah, the Kateir called him Oviv. But unless you say that's why he's called an Ov, the Mevilach is a Mevilach Ailam, Mevilach Ailam Azam, Mevilach Ailam Abo. So an Ov is called the Misha Mevi Odom Loilam. Lachain Kaidim Lov. Fine. That's, so this is a Kiryas Sefer. As a Kaponim, we see, I mean, if that is together, I mean, the Mishnah Zichah doesn't say what the Kiryas Sefer says. The Kiryas Sefer says the Din Kedima, the Yisum Kavod is because there's two Sibis. He's a Chocham and the Ov. That's what Kiryas Sefer says. I don't know the Shtims with our Mishnah with the Loshon HaRambam. Now he says further, we'll see this is the next shur in the Mishnah, but there's a big machlekes arishayinim. Vim hoya oviv talmud chocham uktsas rabbi. His father is a talmud chocham uktsas rabbi. He talked with him a little, he's not rabbi muvik. Koidim le rabbi muvik vigodol meyod. So now he says we have here such a matzah, we have here the father is a Talmud Chochem, and Tzas Rabboi, then we have here Rabboi Muvik V'Godol Meyovit. So then, so L'Chayre, Shigam La'ovit, Hu Mitzuva Olav Mi Beis Todim. Now the father is also to start them. The whole alimus of a Rebbe over an Ovus because this to start them is an Oven Achochem. So the father is also a Talmud Chochem, Muktsas Rabboi. Mitzad Oviv, Mitzad Talmud Chochem. This is what the Kiryas Sefer says, which is very, very difficult to understand. We made Mamish HaKugel that Yev is a father. The Rebbe is also a father. But then, he's a Talmud Chochem. The Rebbe is a Godel Adair. Uktsas Rabboi, he taught him a little bit, no, the Rebbe is Rabbi Muvik. Then he said, no, the father is too mindless. So. Abba Kaponim, this is the Kiryas Sefer, so, it's, we have to understand it. Abba Kaponim, in the Loshon HaMishneh, I don't understand too well how the Kiryas Sefer understood it. The Goyin in Yeredeya, the Tur also says, like the Rambam, that there's a greater chiyuv of kovid and moira by a Rebbe. And then the Tur says, because Rabbi mevi elachai elam abo, the Dov mevi elachai elam azeh. So that's a sibah of the great Achiv. The Goyin in Yeredeya, in Reish Mem Beis Yiv Kotn Aleph, the Mechaba just says it's a great Achiv of Kibbud by a Rabbi and by Oviv. The Goyin brings a Mishnah in Krisus. The Mishnah inside Krisus says, let us just say the end of the Mishnah, we're now where this is Gor Anuma Aleph. Ha'ov koidim la'aim b'chol mokeh. When it comes to kibud ov aim, the father is before the mother. Yachel zok the Mishneh shekovet ha'ov oidiv al kovet ha'aim. Kovet ov is mochoshevi. Tamaloy me'ish imay va'oviv tiro melamet sheshneim shkulim. Both are equal. But he just said that Ha'ov koidim la'aim v'chol mokim. And there he says the shkulim. Avol omru chachomim ha'ov koidim la'aim v'chol mokim. מבני שהוא ואימו חייבים בכבודו. זה לא חשבון. ואם יש חייב בכבודו, איז מחייב בכבודו, שהוא ואימו חייבים בכבודו, נשים זה במקדם דאו. That means the ציווי, האם, is being מגריה, the covet of, so and she's mechuyev bekvoido als ishka she's mechuyev bekvoido so meila ata bimech mechiyom bekvoido bicho so that's why you have to be makdem kibudo if they get so then they shove him then there's no din kdime from a hof to a name fine v'chein this is the lotion of the Mishnah in Seif Krisus v'chein betalme teire. If the ben learned from a rav, koydim es ha'av b'chol mokim, so then the rav is before the av. Mipnei shehu v'ovim chayovim b'kvoid raboi. Because hu v'ovim chayovim b'kvoid raboi. So that, what the halacha is, what Mechaber Paskins in Yeredei is a greater chiv of Kvoi the Rabbi than Kvoi Lovim. So the Goyim says that's the Mishnah in Krisus. So the Mishnah in Krisus is telling us that as some who ato v'avicha mechiyom b'kvoi Rabbi. So that's why there's a greater chiv to be mechaber the Rebbe, because ato v'avicha mechiyom b'kvoi Rabbi. Now, again, we have to know pshat in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah says, under the Diburim, our Mishnah says, Abi mevi chai oilom abo, and then Abi mevi chai oilom azeh. That's not the criteria. The atov avich mechiyom bekvoid rabach. In lachayre, according to the Goyim, I mean, zichr the sefer chasidim, I mean, to say it, if the Goyin says that the whole, the Yitzchak Suda, the greater chi of kibbut, and a Rebbe, than from a, from an of, because Ata v'avicha mechiyovim bekvoid rabach, so if we'll have the case of the Sefer Chasidim, that you have an of, and a Rebbe that doesn't teach Bechinam, and there's a woman that supports the Rebbe, so would we say Ata v'avicha mechiyovim bekvoid ha'isha? That's ichanat. The father zichen had mechuy to be mechaber this woman. What, does it didn't cover to this woman? So we could say, the way we started off by saying, that forget when it comes to Hashavas Abede, then Bechlala doesn't go into the gather of covet. I'm returning his Abede. Covet is machiloi, mashkeyoi, and so the Mishnah that says, this sibe of Rabbi Mevich Lachai Olam Abo, and the Sefer Chasidim says, who is the one that's supporting the Rabbi? That could be Aveda, doesn't fall into this category. So it could be that what we started off saying, according to the Goyim, Efsha Hotes Apshat. The Rav and the Mishneh in Krisus, when he says Pshat, that Rabbi Koydam Lovit, so he says, Aveda, he says Aveda, he puts Aveda there also, but Lachayre, you have to know how that stems with our Mishnah. So that's, now let's go a little further. Vim Oviv Chocham, Shel Oviv Kedemes. Olam Mazmaira, we have here the Mishnah in Krisus. The Mishnah speaks about Kvoid Raboi, Imzocha Haben Lifnei Harav. Skoid Mesavach Omokim Neshu Vaoviv Chayovim Bekvoid Raboi. That's what the Mishnah says in Seif Krisus. And the Lakutim and Mishnayis bring down Bechaim b'talmud Torah, af al gav, so he says, v'leidomi le'imoi, shi chayeves b'kvoid oviv b'protes, אתה בימך מחיוב בכבוד אביך, שיש חייב בכבוד אביו, ליישוי פיילו, רחמון עומא בהויים של בוך, אבל הוכה אינו אוף חייב בכבוד רבוי של בני בפרוטס, there's no חייב, and the אוף, תבימך בכבוד רבוי של בני, ולהב ולגבי דידי, כמי כל תלמד חוכם דלמה, שראו לי לומד ממנו, כלוכי צורך להקדימוי. So here it says, and that's the חייב קדימה is, because the father is חייב to rabbi out Talmud Chochem. So the Elam is Meira, so what, so why do we have to speak about rabbi? So what if you have Talmud Chochem, that's not rabbi, and Oviv, so you have the same cheshbin. Ato v'avicha mechuyov b'kveida Talmud Chochem. Let us go further in the Mishnah. V'im aviv chocham shal aviv kedemes. We had mentioned already the Ki Yaseifa learns Pshat, im aviv chocham, that he's not as big a chocham as the rabbi. Then we also mentioned the Ki Yaseifa says he taught him a little bit. The Miri also says he taught him a little bit. So we didn't understand the Tziruf. The Goyin brings down Girsus Arif Shapoiskim Kan Shokol Neged Rabboi. So here we're talking about Shokol Neged Rabboi. That is equivalent to Rabboi. So a Kaponim, according to this Girsa of the Goyin, Vim Oviv Shokol Keneged Rabboi, then shall Oviv Kaidim. Then shall Oviv Kaidim. So you also have to understand, the Mishnah started off Mevi Lachaylam Habo. His father is a Godel Adoyer like his Rebbe. His father never learned with him one word. His father is in Eretz Yisrael, he's in America. But he shokel Keneged Rabboi. So what's the Mevi Lachaylam Habo? Before we started off with Achejme Mevi Lachaylam Habo. And here all of a sudden we have a different cheshbon. We shokel keneged rabboi. So if there's dinei kovid, so then we can understand this is oviv. It works with dinei kovid, so it's oviv. And in Talmud Chochem, this is only Talmud Chochem. So then we can understand that the oviv is koidem. And according to the Mishnah in Krisis, it's Ichagot. He's not after Vivicha Mechiyov and Bekvoid Rabbah. He's not Mechuyev. He's Shokel Keneged Rabbah. Oh, Yehoviv and Rabbi Nois in Masri. What if the Oviv and Rabbi were Nois in Masri? So before we're talking about Hefsid Moment, here we're going to start speaking about Tzaragut. So he has to, in Tzara Guf, he has to be Magdim Rabboi. Ho Yehovi v'Rabboi b'Veis HaShvi, Poides Rabbi v'Achkach Poides Ovi. Bim Ovi v'Chocham, Poides Ovi v'Achkach Poides Rabboi. Now here, I feel according to the Goyim, that the Goyin said that when are you magdim oviv if he shokel keneged rabboi, by shvi, the Rosh says, apparently he's not shokel keneged rabboi. Shvi is tzaragu, then, apparently he's not shokel keneged rabboi, oviv is koidim. You have to also understand the oimek hadvor. Let us see the Gemara. Manani mili, Om Av Yudha Marav, Om Akrov, Efes, on the first day, Aveidosei Vaveidis Oviv, Aveidosei Kedemes, Aveidosei Vaveidis Rav, Aveidosei Kedemes. How do we know this? Om Akrov, Efes, Kaliyi Bocha Evyoin, Shalacho Kedem L'shel Kolodom. When it comes to Hashavas Aveide, a mitzvah Shebamomein, that means here we're speaking about it's Avedis Aviv, so my father will have a Hefzid. So I also will have a Hefzid. So then there's a Din Le'yibach HaAviyei. And that overrides Rabbi Aviv. First, let us see Rashi. Non mili dishloi koidem leibach ebyain izoyer min anias. You shouldn't make yourself a noni this shiurim. Kal mekay batz mekach afabish leitilo vakosov yeshlodom likonus lefnim mishuras adin loy ledakdek sheli koidem em loy behefsed mechiach. It means tamazay botzim behefshoshes. Shouldn't be machma, maybe a lose. Tommy and Medagdek, the Yibuch Abbey and Perigmel, the old Milis Chasodim, but Stoker, the Soif Sheitz Darech Labriz. Now let us see Taisviz. Avedosoi Kaidemis. Vim Taima, the Samuridika Taisviz. Avedosoi, Bavedas Chavoi, Ukvoid Oviv, Ezeu Kaidem. Now Taisva says, let us see, Taisva is speaking about a scenario. The scenario is as follows. That he's walking in the street, he sees two Avedis, his Aveda, his Rebbe's Aveda, and his father is calling him, Yankel, I want you to make a steak for me. That's the story. So he has Kvoid Oviv, Avedis Raboi, and Avedis Atz. Ezel Kaidem. I Avedosai. So this is a tremendous problem over here. If we say Avedosai is Kaidem, Avedosai Avedis Raboi, Avedosai Kaidem, Rebbe Hin Rebbe Hel, Yimbocha Evyein, that it's Avedosai Kaidem. Halei Kovit Ovivodis, Leman Dome Per Kamedikdushin Michel Ben. So Taisu says, but now, the din is a machlokes, if Kvoid Oviv, if it's Michel Ben, or Michel Ov. The machlokes is, we'll mention, it's machlokes, a murdika machlokes, it's machlokes, one man the Omar says, machiloi. It's a din machiloi, that he should be machlis father put. Cooks a steak for him. He's a good cook, a good chef. Right? So, one man the Omar is Michel Ben. That's a chiv machiloi. You go to the butcher store, you buy the meat, you pay for the meat. That's Michel Ben. So the mitzvah of kibbut of is Michel Ben. Well, let's just mention one thing. There's another Mandi Omar that says no. We pass him like a Michel of. Michel of, not Michel Ben. No. You want a steak? Isn't it? I put it on my father's bill. The steak. I get the steak. And I cook it for him. That's Michel Ov, not Michel Ben. I'm a chuyiv machiloi mashkeo, but I don't have to pay for the food. It's Michel Ov. Afal pikein, there's a meridike gemore. There's a meridike gemore. What is the deal? Fine. Michel Ov. The father, again, the son is a meridike chef. The father, mamish, loves his steaks. He tells him, Yankel, I want you to make me a steak. Fine. Makes a mistake, right? He comes to work 2 hours late. His employee asks him, what's pshat? I made my father, he wanted a steak. He wanted to make a mistake, right? That's one day. It happens already 5 days. The employee tells him already, you're in the cooking business, but you're fired, right? Zok the Gemara. So what's the din? He has to make the steak. And what'll be with Panosa? He shayel ala psochem. That's Afilu Michel Ben. Afilu Michel Ben. That's Afilu Michel Ben. That's you mukhiv to make the steak. My father wants it, you mukhiv to make steaks. Aye, you lost your job. So you shayel ala psochem. That's Michel Ben. Michelov means you have to pay for the steaks also. Okay. Well now let's go to Taisvis. Taisvis is speaking about Michel Ben. Michel Ben. That the Zachiv Afel Michel Ben. I have to pay for the steak, Michel Ben. So now, Taisvis had a murder scenario over here. that Yeva Avedis Rapoi, Avedosoi, and the father's take. So when it came to Avedis Rapoi and Avedosoi, we have a clear cut psak. Avedosoi Kedemis, Yeva Chayevye. Fine. Now she's Avedis. So his father called him, no, what's with the stake? My Avedis. So Taisa said, what do you mean? Chibudov is Michel Ben. You have to lose your Aveda. You have to go and cook for your father. Right. Now he's to cook for the father. So now Taisa says, Vim Kovid Ovid, Aloy Avedis Raboy Kedemis Kedom Alel Ani Hashem. Now, Tais brings down the Gemara, and Tais, the Kedushin is much clearer. Tais is Amar the Kazakh. We had a Gemara before. I'd like to mention the Lashon of Tais and Kedushin, which is much more clearer. We'll understand that Tais a little better. Medak Tekri, Manda Oma Michel Ben, Miniz Damen Loi Kibud O, Avedis Atzmoi, Avedis Chaberoi. I think Avedis Chaberoi. Avedis Chaberoi. Ketzad Yaseh. V'yaseh b'kvoid oviv. See, Taisha starts the other way. Let him start with kvoid oviv. The father wants a steak. So Taisha says, Aloy avedis chaveiroi kidemes. Kidomrinen ba'eilu metzies. Yochel om aloy oviv al tachsir. Yochel yishma aloy. Tamadloy mani Hashem. Bahayim. So Tais says, let's understand the Gemara. Al tachzer sha'oim aloi asoik b'kvoidi. He says, there's an aveide. The father calls him, I want a steak. So he says, Tati, there's someone's aveide over here. It's your steak or the aveide. So the father says, well, I'll be machia. I'll tell you a verse for it. It's my steak. So on that, the Gemara says, Adi Hashem. No, your son needs to do. You have to do a Shabbos Aveda. V'ayin al tachzer sha'oim aloi asoik b'kvoidi. Al tachzer b'chinam le'itzter k'ro mash. So Taisa says, if the father told him, don't give back the Aveda, I hate this person. You don't need a posik to tell me you should listen to the father. Listen to the father tells me not to do a mitzvah. No, it's talking about the father says, make a steak for me. And there's an Avedis Chaveiroi. And that is the Posek Ani Hashem Kul Chulchem Chayom Bechvoidi. The Rav Yishlom said, I want you should be master on Avedis. Your father doesn't want because he wants a steak. No, no, no. The Avedis comes before the steak. So Memele, so if you have as the father's steak in the Chavis Avedis, in the Avedis Chaveiroi, you give the Avedis. Im kei, avedis chaveiroi, kidemis l'kibudov. Fine. So that's where you have a gemara. V'im yasik v'avedis chaveiroi. So he tells his father, forget about the steak today. I have to be master avedis chaveiroi. But then v'im yasik v'avedis chaveiroi, but he has his aved over here. Avedosa kidemis. So he tells the father this avedis chaveiroi, I'm not making steak today. He tells the chaver, "Avedos and avedos chaver, avedos and kedemes." I don't to be matzi aved. My aved is also. Avedos and kedemes. To receive efes keivye kelayir bochevye shalach kedem lecholodom. So Mamela, when it comes to avedos chaver, he tells the chaver, "And shuldig, I'm first." So now he's going to pick up his Aveda, so his father woke up. So his father said, Anshodik, you tell me you're picking up your Aveda. So Taisvis is a little unclear, but Taisvis in Kedushin is very clear. Taisvis klal de shayla afilam Avedas Chaveiroi, Avedas Atzmai, in Kvoid Ovid. And Taisus closed the Shiloh, what did you do? It's a vicious cycle. That means, So that's what Tosfos says. Oh, I just like to say over the Lashon of Tosfos in Kedushin, which is not Tosfos also, but in Tosfos in Kedushin, it's much clearer. V'nigalari. So what's the din? Sheyeniach kvoid ove. He doesn't make a stake for his father. V'aveidas chaveiroi. And he doesn't return the aveide. V'yasik b'aveidosai. Nijasik Babaidos. Why? So Taisa says, the Hoda Oma Kibud of Kaide. Hainu Dafke, that Kibud of Kaide in Kvoid Oviv is Michel Ben. That's what we said. If it's your money or Kvoid Oviv, so Kvoid Oviv is Kaide. Hainu davke lo niach loviv lasis ritzoinoi bimamoinoi lefi shezeu guf akibut. That's the mitzvah. The mitzvah of machiloi means I have to buy a mistake and make a mistake. That's if you own Michel Ben. That is the mitzvah. And that's the guf akibut. The father, when he eats the steak, it's my steak, my cooking. That is the mitzvah of machiloi. Avol b'aveidosoi, kivin she'ena ov neneh b'aveida atzmo, that means the father does not have any anoh, he has anoh from the stake, but he doesn't have any anoh that I'm going to lose my aveide. He'ena ben chayim lahavse d'aveidosoi b'shvil oviv, samnam b'chuyiv. That means, here we have now a hetalia b'chayiv yoin, I'm not b'chuyiv. The mitzvah, That means there are certain mitzvahs with the gufa mitzvah that is to cost money. It's a mitzvah to buy an esri, to get an esri. It costs money. No, that's the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to spend money for an esri. The mitzvah is to spend money to l'chabed ovim, to buy food for your father. That is the mitzvah. Fine. So that's if you hold Michel Ben. That is the gufa mitzvah. And if that is the gufa mitzvah, some emailer, there's no time, I'm losing money. That is the mitzvah. You have to know this. Ashir and all mitzvahs. Atchaymish, but I'll kapon him. There's a din of how much he's supposed to invest for the mitzvah. But Taisvah says to lose the aveda is not the gufa mitzvah. There's no, the mitzvah I should lose the aveda. I'm not machuiv to lose the aveda. So finish. I'm potter from kibbutz. I'm potter from Kibbutz and I'm a potter from Hashavas Aveide, and I'm Meshav my Aveide. That's our Tosfos is Poshit, and that is our Tosfos also. Veshloima, that's what Tosfos says, Bayos Aveidosai Kedemes, the Heiched, the Oviv, Nene, Migufa Beheime, when the father is anor from the Gufa Beheime, that means from the meat, that I have to Bechayiv Lechabdoi, Kegoin Shchoit Li, Behemtecho. He tells me, Shech, you're behemet. So that's the tzuris of that guf mitzvah skibur. Avol, he nicha leyovit v'tovi li lechel. But if he tells him, stama say, let your, don't worry about your money, don't take care about your money, v'tovi li lechel, shkam lov kosher haveido, shereitze lechel. That means he's not deriving benefit from that I'm losing the aveide. No, God, it's, the father was machia, that, my achila comes before your money. And that the Torah says no. The Torah says that there's a din la'yir b'cho evyoin. And that is no din of Michel Ben. And, now I would just like to mention one ha'orah. That Taisvis and the Havamine. Taisvis and the Havamina held in our case that since the din is Michel Ben, is Machuyev, in the case of Taisvis, Taisvis held that since there's a Chiyev Mil, let's talk in the Havamina of Taisvis. In the Havamina of Taisvis, Taisvis held that, since there's a Chiyev Michel Ben, is Mechuyev to lose his Aveda to cook for his father. That's what Taisa said. Taisa says, no, 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 fine. Now, how did Taisa learn Pshat in our Gemara? Avedas oviv va'avedosoi. Avedosoi kedemes. So how did Taisa and the Havamina learn? Here Taisa says, I'm Mechuyev to lose my Aveda for his steak. But I'm not mechuyev to lose my aveda for his aveda. That's what it says in the Mishnah. So it would seem clearly we started off by saying that the din to return avedas oviv is not al kibudov. He started off by saying that. So lecheir it's a raiv from our taisvus like that. I mean, because taisvus understood kibudov is mechayev, that I should lose my aveda when it comes to cook for my father, but kibudov is not mechayev, I should lose my aveda when it comes to be master his aveda. So vayistay sachzoras aveda is not kibudov. That's not the mitzvah of kibudov. Kibudov is machiloy mashkei. That's what we started off in the beginning. L'cheirav and taisus, it would seem like this. Let us go a little further. Oya rabbi, ovi v'rabbi noisi masi. Tony Rabon, Rabbi Shaomu. What is Rabbi? Shalom Doi Chochme, V'loi Rabbi Shalom Doi Mikro U'Mishne Divrei Rameya. So Rameya says that Rabbi, that is the Din Avedis Rabbi, is Rabbi Shalom Doi Chochme, and not Lom Doi Mikro U'Mishne. So what does Rashi say? So Rashi says, Shalomdai Chochme, Svoras Taimei HaMishneh, the reasons, to understand the reasons of the halachas of the Mishneh, Ulohovin, and to understand them, Shloyisoisrei Zu Ezu, that there should be a stira, one halacha from another halacha, if you understand the reasons, so there won't be a stira. The Taimei Yisra Veheta, Vahachiyah Vaptur, Vuhu nikro gemore. So Rabbi Shaomru Rabbi Shalom Dei Chochme means Rabbi Shalom Dei Gemore, Rabbi Shalom Dei Gemore, Veloi mikro teure nevim miksuvim, Mishne kemoi shen shnuyis vein taimah mefurish bem. So Rameya says, Rabbi means Shalom Dei Chochme. Agavur, I like to say over the lotion of the Maral. The Maral says, Chochma hu a Talmud, shua chochma be'emes. Lafuki ya Mishne, she'ein ha Mishne rak lilmet ha mitzvah kemoi shehi. How to do the mitzvah. V'lo yeda lomo ze, I don't know why you do it, rak al pi ya chochma, shuhu avonas dover ala mitosoi. So Gemara's got, I understand why, I understand the reasons. That's called Chochma. That's called Rabbi. He learned them Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, he learned them Tanakh, he knows the whole Tanakh, that's not Chochma. Chochma, he knows it. Chochma is, that's called Rabbi. Now, Rabbi Yehuda Omar Kol Sharoiv Chochmosai Heimenu. I view this as Roiv Chochmosai Heimenu. Look what Rashi says. Kol sharoiv chachmosi menu im mikro, im mishne, im gemore. So now we see Rabbi Yehuda says, Amir de Kizah, Rabbi Yehuda says that, roiv chachmosi, whatever his chachme is, he knows mishnayis, he doesn't, he knows the mishnayis, knows the taichvat of the mishnayis, but he taught him, roiv mish, that's called rabbi, he knows chumish, whatever he knows, roiv chachmos amen. Whatever he knows, there's no, you don't need to the under, the mayor said that you need the understanding. That's called chachma, rabbi shalom de chachma. Rabbi says, kosher roiv chachmos amen. Whatever he knows, chachmos amen. Rabbi Yossi yoyma afilu lehayer einov elo b'mishna achas zehu rabbi. Afilu, he explained to him the explanation of a word in a Mishnah, not the svaris of the Mishnah. He couldn't figure out what the Mishnah is saying. And he explained to him what the Mishnah is saying. That's called Rabbi. Zehu Rabbi. Omar Rove Kegoin Rav Schoire Ba'azberon Zuhamo Listeroin. Zuhamo Listeroin. Now let's see what Rashi says. Heyer Einov Shoidiyoy Tam Mishnah Achash La Yucholom. You couldn't understand what the Mishnah is saying, not the reasons of the Mishnah. The Asbaron Zuamo Listerim. Beseder Taris, it's a Mishnah in Kalim, Hishnuye, Vloy Hoyisi Yoideya Maklihu. I didn't know it's a certain type of a utensil. I didn't know what type of a utensil it is. Vulamadni Vulimashu Kav Gdoilo, it's a big spoon, Shemisalkin boy, Zoyam Hakdeira Bakalachas Litzodim. It's a big spoon that takes away the foam of the foam on top of a tapshul, it pushes away the foam. That was the certain type of a utensil. Zuam Alistarin, that's this utensil. Now I just like to skip over a little bit, and I want to just be more. Let's go down. Now let's jump down to seven lines from the bottom. Itma Rabbi Yitzchok Bar Yosef Omar Rabbi Yochanan Halachik Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. That what? That Roif Chochmosa Mimeno. Rav Acha Bar Avuna Omar Rav Sheshes Aloche ke Rabbi Yosi, we pass on like Rabbi Yosi, hey, rein over Mishnah Achas. So now the Gemara is a problem, mi Omar Rabbi Yochanan Hochi, Omar Rabbi Yochanan Aloche ke Stam Mishnah. No, Rabbi Sheshes wants to pass on like Rabbi Yosi, Chol HaKovid. And Rabbi Yochanan, we have a time, Rabbi Yochanan said Aloche ke Stam Mishnah, Ustan Rabbi Shalom Doi Chochmeh, so Rabbi Shalom Doi Chochma means, like the Maral says, Chochma means Gemara, the Sforas, the timing. So the Gemara says, my Chochma, Roiv Chochmosai. No, Rabbi Yochanan learned, Rabbi Shalom Doi Chochma, Roiv Chochmosai. Fine. Bekitzer. I just would like to be Ma'ire Ha'ore. The Mishnah says, you have to be Magdim Abedis Rabbi Labedis Oviv, and our Mishnah says, Sherabbi Mevi Elachai Oilam Abo. Now we have here a three-way machloikis. Who's this Rabbi? So, is there a machloikis in Oilam Abo also? When you get to Oilam Abo? Rabbi Yossi's Rebbe that says he told him Pshat in Zuham Aslisteroi. Nein, no Zuham Aslisteroi. Sie ben Oilam Abo? He's not a Ben Oilam Abo, because he knows time. When does one become a Ben Oilam Abo? Kol Yisrael Yashem Chelik Oilam Abo. When does one become a Ben Oilam Abo? Rabbi Shemevi Oilachai Oilam Abo. I mean, it's more ridiculous. A machlekes, Tanoim, what's Mevi Lachai Oilam Abo? That Meir says, Koldman, you know, a person who knows Tanakh, Shisha Sidrei Mishnah, he doesn't know Gemara. So according to Rabbi, he's not a Ben Oilam Abo, he's not a Mevi Lachai Oilam Abo. I just like to be Moir of this Ha'ore, and let us just go a little further. Hey, let's go back to the Gemara. Shmuel Kore Monei Alei Yehumi Rabbonom. This is going back again to Shitas Rabbi Yosi, Sheheyer Einov B'Mishnah Achas. Shmuel Koremoni Alei Umi Rabbonon, the Azbarim, He told them pshat in the Mishnah Echad Yoyred La'amas HaShechi Ve'echad Peseich Kiva. And he gave him a din Rabbi Muvik, and he was Kereya, but Shas he died, he was Kereya, Alts Rabbi. Let us see what Rashi says. Because he told them pshat in the Mishnah. Let us see what this Mishnah is talking about. Koramanai, krashen misache. It's a krah that will, you'll never, mend it together. Gedin talmid ala rav. He told him shat in the Mishnah. Echad yoyred lames ashechi. Mishnah hibe miseches talmid. Eitzel nechnosim shachis liftoyach dalsay saheichel. Misha zocha bedishin mizbeach apnimi. That means they made payosis, and there was a geiro who should be zoiche to be medashin the deshin from the mizbeach apnimi. Now, in order to be medashin the deshin mizbeach apnimi, you have to get into the heichel, and the heichel was locked from the inside. He couldn't go from the ulam to the heichel because it's locked from the inside. So the Mishnah says, so how did he get into the heichel? So it says as follows. Ushneim avteches biyodoi, this person who was going to go into the heichel, he had two keys. Echad yoyred la'ames ha'shechi ve'echad peiseich kivet. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now, echad min ha'mavteches halolu, one of these keys, peiseich pishpesh ha'tzvoini. Now, pishpesh was a Pesach cotton. Pishpesh was a Pesach cotton. It was a door and a small entrance. And there was a lock on it. So it says like this. Echad min mavteches o peiseich pishpesh ha'tzvoini she'eitzel Pesach ha'heichel bekeren mizrochis tzvoinish shel ulam ve'heichel. That means there was the heichel, then there was on the right, on the tzofen side of the heichel, and on the dorem side of the heichel, there was the dalsoy sa'heichel, then on the side there was rooms, which were not of the heichel. So, now, on the tzofen, mizrach side of the dalsoy sa'heichel, k'desan hosam, shnei pishpishin hoyuloy l'shar ha'godol. There were two entrances, two doors, to psochim, l'shar ha'godol, near the shar ha'godol. The shar ha'godol was the dalsoy sa'heichel. Echad l'tzofen ha'heichel, there was one pishpish, on the north side of the heichel, v'ulon, v'echel l'droyme. V'oyse shebedorem, this door and dorem, le'nichnas by other ma'ilam, to the meforish osam. That door was never used. V'oyse pishbi shebetzofen, v'hu le'pesach shebezovi so ulam sh'eitzel chomish amis, shal koysel a'heichel shebetzofen, pesach a'heichel. So now there was a wall. There was a wall on the tzofen side of the dalsoy sa'echel, chomish amish shel kaisel, and there was an opening there. V'dela seveves boy, there was a door. V'oisei mafteyach shel oisei ha'pesach. Now this key that opened up this pishpesh, this door, yoyreid la'ames ha'shech. Now he's going to explain. Pishpishim psochim ktanim, kimin kipais ktanis, okoi ka'oivei roiche va'koisel. The oirech was like the oirech roiche va'koisel, v'delas seveves boi, pushte balaz, echad yoy lamet ha'shechi. The person who came to open up this pishpesh shebezovis ulam, oimid bibachutz besoich ulam. He's standing outside in the ulam. Umachnis yodai bechul shebekoisel. He stuck his hand. There was a hole in the koisel. Ad beish shechyoi upoiseyach. That means the lock was all the way in the wasn't in front of the door. You had to stick your hand all the way into into the, there was a hole there, and then the key turned the lock, and that's how the door opened up. And there was another door, another pishpish, la'acha shenichnes baze, after he entered this door, uboloi letor ashal apnei achas esrei amor shel ulam. The ulam was surrounded apnei achas esrei amor shel ulam. There was rooms there. The door was a room. Uktas min ha'echel, upeisech mefteich sheini delas echot shminatol la'echel ma'er b'loi toirech. That means he entered into a room. In order to enter the room, there was one key that he had to stick his hand all the way in the hole to open up the lock. The lock was not facing him, and he stick his hand in the hole, and there was the lock. When he opened up the door, if he opened up the first lock, he came into a room. This room, there was another door to the Heichel. Now, the lock to this door was just was right in front of you. There was no tirchet to open up. There was another door from the door, from this room to the Heichel. Meir b'loi teirech kishar psochem. V'nichnas l'Heichel l'vteich dal seis ha'Heichel. Kimin k'moi yasenem b'tzvus v'kveno kimin. Kimin means meir. This can be done quickly. Without tirche b'loi teirech. This was the doors of the Heichel, and the doors of the Heichel were opened up from the inside, so in order to open up the Heichel, one had to get into the Tor, from the Tor to the Heichel. Just to mention this, others say that the Kohen, who had the right to be midbash in the Mizbech HaPnimi, he did not have the Mafteches, because the Sheorim was the Levim's job. He took a Levi with him to open up the doors. That means, but he was Nifchar to be the Kohen, to make the Dishon Mizbech, and then he took a Levi to open up the door, because that was from the Avodah HaLevi.